Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Going to take a test. It's called the Career Aptitude Normalizing Test, or CANT.
Some of you may discover a wonderful vocation you never even imagined. Others may find out life isn't fair. In spite of your masters, you might end up a glorified babysitter to a bunch of dead-eyed fourth graders while your husband runs naked on a beach with your marriage counselor.
Yes, this is a back-to-school edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm Savoir Fair, and I'll be your headmaster for the next hour.
Absolutely.
Yes, the first day of classes here at Tufts University begin next Tuesday, the 8th. But here at the radio station, we will continue to broadcast remotely with pre-recorded shows. I've got so much to get to tonight, so I'm going to try to keep the chit-chat short. But let me begin by saying that tonight's back-to-school theme is looking back at songs that were on the Billboard Hot 100 35 years ago for the week ending September 7th, 1985. As usual, we'll begin with the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, which is, 35 years ago, this electro-rap band from Compton released their debut album, World Class. It featured underground classics such as Juice and Surgery, and two of the four band members included DJ Yella and Dr. Dre from their pre-NWA days. Name the band. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week is World Class Wrecking Crew, formed by and featuring nightclub owner Alonzo Williams in 1983. In addition to Dr. Dre and DJ Yella, World Class Wrecking Crew included Marquette Hawkins, a.k.a. Clientele, and Barry Sevier, a.k.a. Shakespeare. Mona Lisa Young and Michelle A. also recorded minor but notable hits with the band in the late 80s. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio, where I post the 80s trivia question of the week just before the show.
Welcome to another school year.
So why don't I understand what's tripping me up? It used to be a simple thing. I can't hold on and I can't return. Time to let go. Stop to live and learn. I took a one-way flight, too high to see the ground. Now I know how long it takes a heart to come down. So why don't I understand what's tripping me up? I know it ought to be a simple thing. I can hold on and I can return. Rivers will run, bridges will burn. I'm not sure just how, but I'm looking back
Well, that was a waste of time.
Janie, school is never a waste of time.
Since we have 15 minutes until recess, please put down your pencils and stare at the front of the room.
Welcome back to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and we're taking a look at songs on the U.S. Hot 100 chart this week in 1985 as part of the back-to-school edition of the Squid Pod. For instance, Rick Springfield kicked off the show with his top 40 hit, State of the Heart, from the album Tao. That song just slipped off the top 40 this week in 1985 after peaking at number 22. Katrina and the Waves was sitting at number 37 this week in 1985 with Do You Want Crying from their self-titled album. And wrapping up the set and coming in at number 36 this week in 1985 was Michael McDonald and the title track to his album No Looking Back. In the background is Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam, and they'll start off the next set of hits from this week in 1985 here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
you would wait.
Oh,
It's a log. It's a log. It's a log. Like life. It's a log. It's a log. It's a log. Master and servant. It's a log. It's a log. It's a log. Like life.
I've been bumping knees and elbows ever since we first met. I think it's time you reconsider my offer, pal. Hey, man, why don't you get off of yourself? You know, this investigation is dead in the water without me, man.
What are you talking about?
A bust last night. As far as Calderon's people are concerned, I made off of both the party favors and the cash. I'm gonna be hearing from them. You need me, Crockett.
I don't know how this is gonna work, Tubbs. I mean, you're not exactly up my alley, style and persona-wise. Heaven knows I'm no box of candy. But all things considered, I think we might have to consider some sort of temporary working relationship.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Now, I know everybody's eager to get back to class, but I thought it might break the ice if we had a little Q&A.
Dude, ask a question or we'll have to go back to class.
Yeah, you.
I was wondering, do you, what's your policy on, lunch?
Yes, I know you're eager to get back to class, and today's lesson on the songs and artists that were on the charts this week in 1985, but we need to chat about what you just heard in the last set. Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam with Full Force started with their big hit, I Wonder If I Take You Home, from their self-titled debut. That track was sitting at number 39 this week in 1985, but reached number 1 on the US dance chart earlier that summer. Madonna wanted to dress you up with her top 10 hit from her phenomenal second album, Like a Virgin, from 1984. Master and Servant by Depeche Mode made its debut on the Hot 100. That's from their 1984 release, Some Great Reward. Miami Vice made its television debut in 1984. I had a six-part series last year featuring music that appeared throughout the show's five-year run. You can still find the playlist on the station's website at wmfo.org if you're curious, and I encourage you to be so. But as for this week in 1985, Jan Hammer's Miami Vice theme made its debut on the Hot 100 at number 59. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week and subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, the world-class Wreckin' Crew, wrapped up the set. We heard the track Juice from their 1985 release World Class. Juice did not chart on the Hot 100, but I included it because it appeared on their 1985 debut. And that will be the same reason for the 80s hair metal band of the week that will start the final set of tonight's pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
In my dreams, it's still the same. Your love is strong, it still remains. Toss and turn all night in the sheets, but I can't sleep.
This is my most prized possession.
Wham.
No. Wham! Make it big as the album that George and Andy earned me, exclamation point.
Making a fool of you. Oh,
Alrighty then, folks, that's going to do it for me tonight. You've been listening to the Back to School edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. Hope you enjoyed my look back at the US Hot 100 hits as they were this week in 1985. Not sure where or if you were in school at the time, but I thought a little nostalgia might be fun, especially considering the current health crisis facing students these days. Let's run down what you just heard before I sign off for the night. The 80s hair metal band of the week was Dokken, and we heard In My Dreams from their third album, Under Lock and Key. That album wasn't released until December of 1985, but I'm including it anyway, despite the fact that it wasn't on the charts this week in 1985. Making its debut on the charts at number 65 was the Power Station's Communication from their release, the Power Station 33 and a Third. Laura Branigan came in at number 40 with Spanish Eddie from her 1985 release, Hold Me. And Wham! Wrapped it up with their smash hit, Freedom, which was sitting at number 12, but on its way to number 3 in the States and number 1 in the UK and elsewhere. That, of course, from their 1984 release of Make It Big, which, if you caught the soundbite, was the album that put the exclamation point in Wham!, as eloquently stated by Deadpool. If you're a follower of mine on Twitter at SquidPod Radio, you may remember that the subject of the SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week for July 31st was the movie The Lost Boys. The Lost Boys was directed by Joel Schumacher, and I'm going to leave you with the theme song from his previous movie, which was released in the summer of 85 and just reached number one this week that year. Have a great Labor Day weekend, everyone. If you're going out and about, please be sure to wear a mask. We'll be right back.
Close your eyes. What do you hear?
I hear the water. I hear the birds.
Do you hear your own heartbeat?
No.
Do you hear the grasshopper, which is at your feet?
Old man, how is it that you hear these things?
Young man, how is it that you do not?
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.